Hello, it's Father Jim. Last week I was suggesting that the Holy Spirit is prayer. The Holy Spirit is the divine conversation between the Father and the Son. And the Holy Spirit has come to invite us to join in their conversation, which deep down is an eternal, eloquent, intimate silence. But because we also have tongues and wish to speak and express our inner feelings, God has given us, through the Holy Spirit, the Book of Psalms, which were our Lord's prayer book. We know he sung the Hallel Psalms, which are the Psalms of praise, after the Passover meal before going to Gethsemane. It seems as though he was reciting Psalm 21 on the cross, "Why have you forsaken me?" which we shall see later seems to be a commentary on what was going on. Commentary, the fact that his bones were out of joint and he was dying and needed the Father's mercy. But I thought, having looked last week at the sort of Hebrew poetry which is in parallelisms, we began looking at Psalms of praise. And I said the motive for praise is that God's hesed is emet, his love is everlasting and unchanging. And other motives were creation and the covenant and Exodus. So just today let's think of creation. We take so many things for granted. I'm interested in astronomy and the history of the world. And if you want to be amazed, look at some of the history of the world since the Big Bang that the scientists are presenting to us. It's mind-boggling. If, say, the Big Bang was 14,000 million years ago, and you make that into a fortnight, 2 weeks, 14 days, then the sun began to form only 5 days ago out of the 14 days, they think. The Earth began about 4.5 days ago to coalesce from this disk of matter around the sun. Life, well, they don't know. Human life, maybe, I don't know. Million year, I don't know. But out of the 2 weeks since creation, the Big Bang, our Lord arrived 2,000 years ago, which is 3,000th of a second, I think, or something like that, out of the 2 weeks. To me, it is staggering that the Word, through whom the universe came to be, waited 14,000 million years, minus 2,000 years, to take his place in his world that was made for him. That's patience for you. But we live in a culture that wants instant everything. Instant mashed potato, instant puddings, instant love, instant everything. It takes 2 years, I gather, to give birth to an elephant. It takes centuries to make a diamond under high temperature and pressure. And it takes more than a lifetime to become a saint. So let's be patient. Time is in God's hands. So when I'm looking at the skies and marvelling, the more I learn about the history of the world and the wonder and beauty of creation, I'm a gardener too, I'm a pianist, the more I'm ravished, really, by God's handiwork. Now, sometimes we've written off creation. It's all part of the eternal bonfire. It'll all go up in the end. We don't forget that the resurrection of all creation is one of the punchlines of the creed. It's not a throwaway line. And I believe nothing will be wasted. And before people went green, God is green, planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put us to look after his creation. And when you think of the ravages of war and greed and pollution that we're involved in, this wonderful earth that's been given to us as a home needs caring for, because it is a commonwealth. Yet some people have got to the larders, before anyone else even knew there was a larder. Oh, that the world could sit down and eat together instead of having each other for lunch. The Commonwealth. Now, if I was a potter and I was given some filthy old clay washed up from some oil slick, I'd say, you can't expect me to use that for anything. You put it on your tomatoes for compost. But if I was given the best bone china clay, it would draw out of me a creative genius I didn't know I had if I was a potter. And I'm suggesting that matter is the most wonderful medium God created so that God the Father could express his Son totally in Christ. He had a DNA, I presume from his mother. He had hormones, he had adrenaline, he had a blood group. I don't know what he was. Rhesus O negative, I don't know. But he had a blood group. He walked this earth and ate and drank with people. And if he loved the world so much that he wept over Jerusalem because he loved it so much, if he said that God the Father loves the world so much, that's why he sent his Son, who am I to start despising God's handiwork? So whatever we see in this world or hear, this is the divine potter at work, the divine artist. So whether using a telescope or a microscope, be amazed. I believe every snowflake has an original shape. Every crystal of water. Amazing. So Psalm 8, this psalm of praise, is praising God. Yahweh, our Lord, how great your name throughout the earth. Above the heavens is your majesty chanted by the mouths of children and babes in arms. You set your stronghold firm against your foes to subdue enemies and rebels. I look up at your heavens, made by your fingers, at the moon and stars you set in place. Ah, what is man, that you should spare a thought for him? The son of man, you should care for him? You've made him little less than a god. You've crowned him with glory and splendor, made him lord over the work of your hands, set all things under his feet, sheep and oxen, all these, yes, wild animals too, birds of the air, fish in the sea, travelling the paths of the ocean. Ah, Yahweh our Lord, how great your name throughout the earth. Hallelujah, praise to God. So, if you go for a walk and you see a daisy or a violet or a blade of grass, praise the Lord. God doesn't initial anything. He hasn't got a big tape on it, I made this. If you look at the seasons, if you look at the birds, bird watchers, and if things are so amazing, how much more is your friend? How much more is a human person? Every human person is a little less than a god. What reverence and respect we should give to each other. Because if we love and respect each other, we love and respect the one who sent us. Amen.